because of new vaccine laws there that are now in effect.
This is so ridiculous. So ridiculous. We have a new Omicron song coming up.
Okay.
That you have yet to hear. I hope you'll stay and enjoy that in just a moment. Let's go car shopping. I always like to start Monday at Jack. And by the way, they'll be open today. Jack Ingram's signature used cars. Great place to shop for the new driver in the family, or if you need a second vehicle for the family. You want to buy something reliable, something that's safe, and they've got plenty of options. Starting with payments, well, this 2000 Buick Lucerne CXL is in incredibly great condition with low mileage given its age, and it's been thoroughly checked out. They do the Carfax Vehicle History Report. Any significant accident eliminates a car from being resold at Jack Ingram. Engine has to pass a 108-point checkup. Tires, everything gets checked out. The interior has to be beautifully maintained. And, of course, the exterior must look nice. And it does. Take a look at the pictures at Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com. Okay. You can drive off the lot with that for $115 a month, and that's not considering any trade or any money down. 2006 Hyundai Sonata GLS. You can get that for $122 a month. There's something that'll run forever. Has plenty of safety features. And a 2009 Acura TSX base. That at $143 a month, $8,400 on the price. And so many other options, including that beautiful yellow Beetle that's still there for some reason. It's 10 years old, but it's only got 45,000 miles. So that's 4,500 miles a year. And you can get that with no money down or no trade at $305 a month. And there's so many more. There's SUVs, sedans. Depends on what your budget is. But they're the place to go for reliable vehicles. They don't put their name on the back of anything that isn't going to deliver reliable driving miles. Plus, they have a guarantee to boot. Jack Ingram on the Boulevard. See Tip Tames and his incredible team. By the way, 24 financing partners. And they'll get you done, regardless of your credit. JackIngram.com.
Did you see that rare tornado? Part of that, it's part of that whole big storm in Fort Myers, Florida, that destroyed about 100 houses.
Yeah, my daughter sent it. It looked pretty big, like a 3.
EF2. It's an EF2, EF2. But it is so rare, especially in that part of Florida.
Yeah. I remember one year we had a big outbreak in the center part of the state up by Orlando.
That was the superstorm of the century.
It was that one?
Yep.
I thought that was a separate event.
It you might be talking about another event, but that one killed a bunch of people on March 15th, 1993.
It is 7:03. We're going to check traffic here and then come back with SRN News.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, very quiet all over the area this morning. We are seeing a little bit of traffic now on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Not everybody's off today, but a good number of folks are, and we're not expecting any problems. All clear right now, Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, and up in Wetumpka. Military veterans, MCS offers VA cash-out refinances up to 100% of the value of your home. One-hour approvals, fast closings, call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
And we're talking about a Krispy Kreme donut. What are we saying?
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Is the hot light on at Milberg Family Chiropractic?
Yes, right? The hot light is on at Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
See how he just rolls from one thing to another. It's smoothly.
When that's on, that means that, I don't know what it means. It just means that Dr. Jeff Pasley and Barbara Bloomquist and Will Reeves, they're all there ready to take care of you at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They are there Monday through Friday. You can call them at 285-8483, just located off of Highway 14 in Millbrook. Go online to see everything that they offer for you at their website, millbrookchiropractor.com. If you go there, you can fill out new patient forms. You can schedule an appointment if you would like to do that. And you can also find out about insurances and the different methods they go and practices that they use to help you out, to make you feel better. It's not just a come in and see us and then you walk away and you're done, or you got to come see them all, you know, consistently over and over again or something like that. Now they're going to put you on the right path to make you feel better. MillbrookChiropractor.com for Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
All right, we've got random facts coming up next hour, as always followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
It's January 17th, the greatest day ever. On the 17th of January, 1953, Chevrolet unveiled the very first Corvette, ensuring for years to come that guys with unbuttoned shirts and hairy chests will always have a way to compensate for that other thing.
Hey, baby, you want to go for a ride?
You.
Have a great January 17th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7, what's next, Rodeo Queen?
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for greater world cooperation against COVID-19 and pledged his country would send an additional 1 billion doses of vaccine to other countries. Police say a possible drone attack may have sparked an explosion that struck three oil tankers in Abu Dhabi and another fire at an extension of Abu Dhabi International Airport that killed three people and wounded six. New Zealand and Australia have sent military surveillance flights to assess the damage a huge undersea volcanic eruption caused in Tonga. Communications with the Pacific Island nation remain limited since Saturday's eruption. Wall Street is closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. birthday holiday. Meanwhile, world shares are mixed after China reported its economy expanded at an 8.1% annual pace. More details at SRNews.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
It's
device. I got triple vaxxed, masked up everywhere. I still got it penetrated right through Pfizer. Cases keep on going higher. Everybody's getting Omicron. Usually not a bad infection. With antibody protection, everybody's getting Omicron.
When I came back from Florida, I told you to be ready for that. Highly contagious, not as severe. But it can still knock you for a loop. People are reporting post-COVID Omicron fatigue and things like that takes days. Roz got hit hard, but would really hit her hard, and there's something else going around, a bronchial infection that...
That combines with the COVID.
And
right?
It takes forever to clear. I've talked to at least six people who've had to deal with that. So, I mean, we're not out of the woods, but my goodness, we're almost 2 years to flatten the curve. And the only thing we flatten is the economy. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. I found that song about January 17th being the saddest day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll play that after we get the forecast.
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
After all the excitement yesterday with the flurry of, flurries, as a matter of fact, today will be dry, drab, breezy, cold, high in the upper 40s at best. Northwest winds at 11 to 16 will make it seem colder. Mainly clear, quite cold tonight, overnight low 27 by this time tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, look for cool sunshine, a little better tomorrow, high of 56. Will it be in at least the mid-60s on Wednesday? That's the warmest day of the week. Slight chance of rain late in the day, a shower perhaps, and then rain likely, maybe some thunderstorms by Wednesday night. Then, behind that front, much colder Wednesday night. You okay, Doug? Much colder late week again. Some question marks on possible winter precipitation somewhere in the region as we get towards Friday. Watch my morning video if you want to learn more about what the models are saying. Right now, this morning, 34 degrees, wind chill factor 29 at 714.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Lampride, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
A couple of years ago, we came across, it actually featured that January 17th is the saddest day of the year, and we have a song parody, and I went to play it the following year on January 17th, and I think it's date of the week specific, but this might be the right date.
Okay.
So let's give it a listen, shall we? It's our risky click of the day. Cheers, I can use that.
Exactly.
That's good. If you need a reason to be sad, I could not believe over the weekend that the Bama Lane shooter has been bailed out again.
Who is paying money for this
guy? I would love to know. Now, Daryl Bailey wanted to raise the bail to $2
million. Yeah.
The judge who heard it raised it to $860,000, less than half of what he requested.
And what's 10? You only have to pay 10% of that, right?
Right.
Which is
8,000.
$8,000?
Yeah.
But I know this. How many people do you know that could lay their hands on $86,000 if that's what it took to get your
home? Yeah.
And so he's had to pay twice, right?
I think they just add the increased bail to whatever you've already paid. But he's out. And
that's crazy.
I asked who has got the money, who's got the resources to keep getting this mass shooter out of jail. And I was told by one of my listeners, who I think fundamentally disagrees with almost everything I say, says, none of your business. No? Well, I'm just curious. That's my job, to be curious. I'm in the news business, you see.
Press.
Actually, the modern word for it.
Media.
Media.
Yeah. That's almost 2 years old. That's when you're getting tired of the...
Hey, did we save your hat from upstairs? Your press hat?
I don't know where that is. I don't know if that went home.
I don't know.
But
I love it.
I'm afraid to go up to the upstairs the studio.
It's been overtaken by, I think, pandas. I don't know what kind of animals that may be in there.
But raccoons.
Raccoons, yeah.
And salespeople. You animal, you. We love our salespeople. 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. We will be getting ready to do random facts here shortly. Okay. Right now, here's David.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly weekend shooting. The shooting happened Saturday night around 11:30 in the 5600 block of Carmichael Road. One man was shot and died on the scene. No word on any arrest. An update on an incident in Orange Beach where Tallahassee Mayor Johnny Hammock was arrested on a domestic violence charge. Police are now saying Hammock is charged with domestic violence by strangulation and he's being held with no bond. Orange Beach police say the incident happened Saturday night when authorities arrived at the scene. They found probable cause that Hammock had committed felony domestic violence and took him into custody. And the Alabama Supreme Court has raised the range of bail amounts for murder charges. The recommended range for murder has now been increased from $150,000 to $1.5 million. The changes are a general rule for circuit, district, and municipal courts to use. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Hey, everyone. We're talking with David Little from Tucker Pecan. David, we got a new year beginning. What is going on with Tucker Pecan?
Well, I tell you, I just want to thank everybody that came by and supported us in downtown Montgomery this past Christmas. It was a great year. A lot of new faces, a lot of old faces. And, you know, we sold lots and lots of pecans and candies and goodies. And you know what? It let us know some things we needed to work on for next year. We're going to market. We sold everything in the store. And we're going to go to market in January and go buy some new stuff to restock the shelves and get ready to make 2022 even bigger and better. So y'all need to come see us. We're going to be down here with some great ideas, great gifts, and we're still selling the freshest and finest candies you'll find anywhere. We at Tucker Pecan would like to thank you for a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year to each and every one of you and your families. And come see us at 350 North McDonough Street, downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On January 17th, 1939, the world welcomed little baby Maury Povich. His parents were a little more than embarrassed when the talk show host's first words to his dad were,
"You are not the father."
Maury Povich, a star is born.
And now, the more he talks, the more we learn during
random facts.
Maury, the same first name as Povich. The more he talks.
You got it. You caught that secret reference.
Whew, man. Sometimes
they're a little, I know, I like to bring them down too.
Sometimes they're very highbrow and you gotta bring them back down. Did you know palm trees are not trees?
What?
And that wood is not wood.
The wood of palm trees is more like bamboo. It's kind of a type of grass, and it's hollow. Up until recently, palm wood was considered a waste product. But modern processing techniques can now turn it into usable material.
Next, he'll tell us Santa Claus is not real. Palm trees are not trees. Come on.
They're not considered trees. Did you know in 2005, the Smurfs were featured in a UNICEF ad in which their village was bombed by warplanes?
No.
And the Smurfs were shown burned and crushed to death under debris.
You're kidding.
The spot only aired after 9 p.m. to prevent children from seeing it.
Whose idea was that?
Smurfs, a French thing? They're a French thing, aren't they?
I think so.
I think they're French. So, I don't know.
I went to the Smurf movie when Goose was a kid, but I don't remember much.
The French and UNICEF came up with that ad. 2005 on that one. Did you know there are species of owls that will freeze the mice that they catch so that they can eat them later when they're hungry? Otherwise, they just sit on the mouse until it thaws, and then they eat it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Refrigeration method.
Mouse, it's what's for dinner.
Yeah. What do we got in the fridge?
Thaw out this mice, this mouse.
Yeah, I'll sit on that one for today. We'll have that for dinner. Did you know there is we know about this, a southern tradition that says that if you eat leafy green vegetables like collard greens on New Year's Eve, it'll bring good luck.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, eating lobster is supposedly bad luck in some cultures because lobsters move backwards, symbolizing a year of setbacks.
That's all right. I'm willing to gamble.
For some lobster. Yeah, right. Did you know there was a survey conducted in 1990 found that nearly one in three American households at that time had a Nintendo Entertainment System, a Nintendo video game console. One in three households in 1990.
What's that number today?
I don't know what it would be today. But
I may have thrown it away, but I had the original console, which is useless anyway, right? Because it only plays on... wouldn't play on today's TVs.
You can
get
adapters. Oh. You can get RCA to HDMI.
Right.
Because that's what it would take right now. If it wasn't RCA jacks, it was this little box thing that you had to wire into your TV and then flip it so that channel 3 would be the one that you tune into.
Oh, that's right. It used to be. Yeah. That's right. 3 or 4, right?
Yeah. Something like one of those two channels.
When I was first here, I was going out with this Dame.
That's real classy.
Yeah.
What about it?
Why should I tell either one of you anything?
No, she have great gams.
Go ahead, tell us about the skirt.
I have pictures. She had the Nintendo bowling where you stand on that. It's like a...
Yeah. Is it a Wii?
No.
And then you hold the thing in your hand. It was stupid.
This must go... how far back are you talking? What year do you think?
2005.
Okay, that would have been the Wii. Yeah, that would have been the Wii.
Oh, that wasn't Nintendo?
That's Nintendo, yes. But it was the whole motion control thing.
I don't know my Wii from my Nintendo.
Well, the Wii is Nintendo's, 1, 2, 3, 4, like 7th or 8th console that they had made, while the Nintendo Entertainment System, the first one here that I'm talking about, was the very first one that they did.
Now, they're still around, right?
Nintendo, yeah.
So I tried it, and at the end I said, I would rather actually throw a ball at real bowling pins, so let's get dressed and go.
Let's see. I got you.
Let's get dressed and go, which would suggest that.
Thanks for explaining the joke. Now, can you explain what he was talking about? Did you know? Contrary to popular belief, and I didn't know that this was being something that was disputed, I suppose. Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel ceiling in a standing position, not while lying on his back. Oh. Apparently, people said, no, he did it while he was on his back. No, apparently he did that in a standing position when he was painting that ceiling.
That makes my back hurt just to think of it.
Uh-huh.
How long did it take? Do you know?
I could look that up for you. I'm not sure.
Okay.
How long did it take to paint the Sistine Chapel? 4 years.
Wow.
Yep. Anyway, more random facts on the way after the break here. We're going to talk about a air disaster that Greg is going to know about. I don't know why I thought of that. We will talk about Times Square and what it used to be called. Let's see, something called the Bright Line. Are you familiar with that, Greg?
The Blind Line?
The Bright Line.
The Bright Line.
Yeah, it's a Florida-based rail service.
The Bright Line. No, I'm...
Okay, well, we'll talk about that.
I know a little bit about rail history in Florida because the guy that co-founded Standard Oil, Flagler, drove the railroad from St. Augustine all the way down to Key West.
And built resorts along the way.
Yes, hotels. With his own money. Some of those resorts are still standing.
As a matter of fact, in St. Augustine, you can still see a bunch of those. You know that.
We'll talk about an actor who is also a musician. And, well, we'll talk about railways again. But not in Florida. Someplace in a foreign country. But, yeah, that's all coming up on Random Facts.
If you visit ShopKaiser.com, if you're looking for, like, to create a really amazing workspace for yourself at office or home, take a look at that. I mean, that is cool. I could see that at the Rich Thomas house. I mean, it's got the wall. You could really do a lot with that. That is really neat.
The Rich Thomas house.
I can. And they also, at ShopKaiser.com, have their best sellers. But I just kind of like to look at what goes scrolling by when you first open the website because it's stuff you'd want in your house. Absolutely. And everything there is available up to 50% off. Today is a great day to go look at furniture. And you got three people there, Bob Carroll and Stella, furniture goddess that she is, and Cheryl to help you navigate the choices and find what works in your budget and arrange for immediate delivery. Everything, again, marked up to half off at Kaiser Fine Furniture. You want choice, 64,000 square feet, right? You want to save money, marked up to 50% off. And then at the end, you save even more because you only pay 8.25% sales tax there as opposed to 10 in the city. It's a big building. Wear comfortable shoes and look for it at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. They didn't waste a lot of money on silly infrastructure stuff. It's big, it's functional, and there's great furniture inside it. Kaiser, find furniture and shop Kaiser.com. Checking traffic at 728.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic very light today because of the Martin Luther King holiday. We are seeing a little bit of congestion though now on East Boulevard from Atlanta Highway up to I-85, and that's really it. I-65 and 85 light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. No issues Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka. The number one selling car in the world is the Toyota Corolla. The number one selling car in America, Toyota Camry. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center has over 70 of them for you to choose from. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry right here on Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. I want to talk about something a little bit boring today. We're talking about appraisals. We normally charge $100 for a full appraisal for your insurance, but for Blue Water, we have a special called a shorty where we'll do appraisals for you. It's a short appraisal for $20 for your first 10 appraisals, $10 for the next additional appraisals. It's a terrific way to catalog all the items you have and make sure you're not losing your mind later on, and a great way for estate planning. Thank you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. Maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
They told me if I got a vasectomy, I wouldn't have any kids.
Did it work?
No. When I got home, they were still there.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
And now, it's a snip above everything else. We call it
snip. And I don't have to go any farther there.
Okay. Did you know in the 1990s, two Boeing 737s crashed due to a design flaw that let the rudder move on its own without warning?
Oh, no.
One of those was in Pittsburgh, right? I think the other in Colorado.
Yeah.
You are the disaster
exactly
king.
Exactly right. Can you give me the years?
94 was one.
94 was the
Pittsburgh.
That's the Pittsburgh
one. Wow, you are a disaster.
Colorado was in 91.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in both situations, weather was not a factor, and they could not figure out how these planes just, on normal approach, just nosedive, literally,
yep,
into the ground.
It killed 157 people in total between those two. In 1996, a third aircraft experienced the same issue, but landed safely in Richmond.
I wonder if they fixed that 737 MAX problem now.
Is that the other, I believe they have.
I think so. I believe you're right. Did you know?
I know Air Chance is still flying all of theirs.
Air Chance. It's like U.S. scare.
See.
Times Square was known as something else until the New York Times moved their headquarters there in 1904.
Oh, that's right. It was the
Five
Times.
Points. Hmm? 5 points?
Longacre Square was the name of it. Longacre Square. Yeah.
Just repeating that, folks.
To celebrate the move, publisher Adolph Ox, is it O-C-H-S?
Yeah.
Yeah. He staged a New Year's Eve fireworks display and 3 years later organized the first New Year's Eve ball drop.
Hmm.
It's better than Toothacre Square.
Is the time still there on Times Square?
Yeah,
I guess so. There. I don't know. Yeah, I would say so.
You can usually smell it around 47th Street.
Remember Times Square in the 70s, and it was a red light district.
It was a peep show.
It was It was
horrible.
Dangerous.
There's a 3-episode documentary about the Times Square killer, I think. And it starts like in the 70s, late 70s, I think. And it was some murders that happened in Times Square.
Was it Giuliani that cleaned up Times Square?
Yes.
Did you know Brightline? It is a Florida-based rail service. It currently operates between Miami and West Palm Beach. It is the nation's deadliest railroad, with more than 40 people killed at rail crossings in the first 2 years of operation.
Oh, boy.
Brightline, what happened to Tri-Rail? Did they rename it or something?
Maybe. Tri-Rail?
Yeah. Maybe they've changed it to Brightline.
From Miami to PBI, that is not a really... And it's the deadliest?
That's about 60 to 70 miles. Yeah. I've ridden that train 100 times. It's kind of fun.
Tri-Rail still exists. I'm on their website right now.
So Brightline, that must be what?
Let me check. Brightline.
And I'm wondering, is the problem derailments or cars that get stuck on the tracks? Because that's been a big problem. Back in the 90s, some guy driving a Hess tanker truck tried to cross the tracks when the gates came down because the cars in front of him stalled.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a Tri-Rail. It was a Amtrak that does not stop at that particular intersection. Had no chance. Came through that truck at 50 and incinerated the first 3 cars on each side of the track.
How many people have died trying to race ahead of a train with the gates down?
Yeah, that's
crazy. Hey, wouldn't it be cool?
They both still exist, by the way. Brightline, Tri-Line, they're still there.
I'm just saying while we're on this subject.
That must be something new that...
I wish that Amtrak, it used to come through here, but yes, before I got here, I wish Amtrak would come through Montgomery. I would take train trips.
I would, too.
I'd go to Washington. I'd go to,
I'd love to go to Florida that way.
New Orleans is fun. Yeah.
I've done all kinds of trips. And twice from...
There's been
pick up the train in Anniston and took it to D.C. for those...
Oh, that's nice.
Washington, D.C. rallies.
There's talk that, there's always every once in a while surfacing talk that it'll come back to Montgomery.
Did you know... This actor and musician was a cousin of the Everly Brothers, who did,
Wake Up, Little Sue.
Exactly, all of those. Actor by the name of, we all know him, James Best.
He's a cousin.
He's a cousin of the Everly Brothers.
Gotcha.
James appeared on, Andy Griffith? A few times.
Yeah.
And also, of course, Dukes of Hazzard is where everybody else knows him from. So.
That's a show that needs a reboot.
They did a movie reboot.
Yeah, kidding.
That didn't do too great.
Yeah.
And finally, did you know that there are no railways and there's no roads connecting any of the towns in Greenland? Historically, the major means of transportation has been by boat around the coast in summer, and then in the winter, dog sled. Nowadays, air travel by helicopter or other aircraft is the main way of travel in Greenland. And those are your random facts.
It's really, isn't it the eastern and southeastern little strip of land that is...
Ain't much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very small little area that's in any way, I don't want to say usable, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just sort of not ice.
Right.
Exactly. So, those
are the random facts.
Those are all the random facts.
And we have a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate to go away with the pop quiz, which is coming up in just moments. And I will talk to you about the weekly specials a little bit later this hour. I went to Food Outlet yesterday and got there. Man, everybody was like holding off on the weather. It was perfect time to go.
Yeah.
And we'll update traffic in just a second, too. First, though, a word for our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body. Every single car that is entrusted to them is going to get the same maximum effort. Everything that is possible to restore the original look of that vehicle is going to be done, to whatever extent it can be done. And most of the time, a customer who hasn't seen their car since it was damaged is like, wow, That's more than a rehabilitation or repair. That is a reinvention of my vehicle. That's just the standard they set over 4.5 decades ago, and that's the standard they adhere to. It started with Donnie Turner. Now Brandon Turner, his son, is there. And yes, they have talented people and state-of-the-art equipment, but it's the attention to detail. Like Rich talks about the time they wouldn't give him his car back because Donnie was not pleased with the paint match.
The paint job had to be absolutely perfect.
I think Donnie would have bought you another car before he'd given you that one back with an unsatisfactory paint match.
And I bet nobody else would have noticed except Donnie, and it meant a big deal to him.
Well, there's nothing wrong with getting your car repaired by a couple of perfectionists.
Yep.
So entrust it to Montgomery Paint and Body. You get to choose as an insured in Alabama. Their number is 27REC with a W for MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, Montgomery Paint and Body. At 7:41, let's get to it. Today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the New Year's tradition, at least we have here in the South, of eating you got to have the greens
for
the money and the black-eyed peas. There's this food that you eat to bring good luck for New Year's. However, there is a food that is considered bad luck to eat on New Year's Eve. What was that specific food?
272-9228. Now, look, I know a lot of you are off today, maybe aren't even that awake just yet, but we'd like to see real good participation. If you don't win, you qualify for our grand prize drawing at the end of the week. Great stuff to give away there. 272-9228. We'll be waiting for your call right now.
And the answer is not Beanie Weenies.
Beanie Weenies! I had those over the weekend. Traffic.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic light to moderate all over the area this morning. We've got a little bit of congestion on East Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and I-85. And some incoming traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka and 231 out of Troy. But overall, no problems, Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Keep it here for more updates. It's always fun at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right. We have participation here on this day off for many. And our first caller on the Pop Quiz question is Tracy.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Tracy.
Good morning.
So, Tracy, can you answer the Pop Quiz question?
I believe it probably might be Black Eyed Peas.
What? That's the lucky one. What is considered in some places, and he mentioned it as bad luck.
Oh, bad luck!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
You remember?
Yes, bad luck. Oh dear. Collard greens. I don't know.
no, that's okay. It's all right. It's
sorry about that.
No problem. No problem.
Sorry. Tracy.
We'll give Roger a
try again tomorrow, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, I will.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, we have Roger on the line.
Morning.
Hi. Morning.
I say lobster.
I say you're right.
Lobster is right?
That is it.
That's true.
You're a winner.
And back. Oops, Paul went away. We had some backups.
Oh.
Oh, are you there? Is Roger,
this is Roger.
Okay, Roger. Hang on. Jay's going to get some information from you, Roger. Congratulations.
Yeah, you got a $10 food outlet gift today coming your way. Later on, I'll tell you how far you can stretch that. And it's pretty far. And by the way, I was there yesterday. I just want to get this in quickly.
Mm-hmm.
No empty shelves. Sunday morning, they're still restocking. Mm-hmm. But none of this vast empty shelves.
Like the big box stores.
Yeah, you're seeing those everywhere. Yep. You're seeing montages and collages of empty stores. Bare shelves, Biden, but not food outlet.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
In the wake of the big storm that caused so much excitement yesterday and is now battering the northeastern U.S., just clouds are left right now and a very cold MLK holiday. Burning a lot of firewood this weekend. Breezy cold today with a high only in the 40s, probably upper 40s. Northwest winds 11 to 16 will make it seem colder than it really is. Mainly clear, quite cold tonight. Overnight low temperature by morning down to about 27. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, a little better than today with a high around 56. Then it will be at least in the mid-60s on Wednesday. I think there's a slight chance of rain by, let's say, late in the day Wednesday, but a better chance of rain and maybe a few thunderstorms Wednesday night. This is ahead of the next cold front. Then much colder air late week again. And we always watch when much colder air comes in. Will there be anything in the Gulf to ride along the southern peripheral of the cold air? If you follow me, did I hint enough? So we're going to be watching that late week. Right now this morning, 34 degrees, wind chill factor 29 here at 746.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hopefully everything functioning correctly at your house today. I know some people, I don't know, there were a couple of power outages yesterday. I'm not sure what that was. The winds were gusty.
Went off for 1 second at our house.
There were some power outages. But anyway, whether it's a broken pipe or clogged sink or a busted toilet or maybe a leak behind the dishwasher, plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. And that's why our friends at Plumbing by Luke are ready to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And here's the main point. They never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And you may have dealt over the years with some other plumbing concerns where that was an issue. And maybe you didn't know that was the issue. And maybe you were handed the bill at the end, and you go, oh my gosh, you're kidding me. Now you're not going to get that surprise at Plumbing by Luke Wire. 264-9666 is their phone number. And by the way, not only that, they're also going to tell you what it's going to cost to fix it. They're going to diagnose the problem and then tell you that this is the cost, and then they'll fix it after that. So get the whole house plumbing inspection. That's great peace of mind, especially, let's say you're going to be going out of town and you don't want to come home to a plumbing issue where everything has been destroyed with, maybe a leak in the attic as far as your water heater. My gosh, I've seen that happen in a couple of instances around me. Not necessarily to me. That's why I had them check out all my plumbing, and that's great stuff. At Plumbing by Luke Wire, you can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Again, that phone number, 264-9666, their Alabama certification number, 84417.
Okay, next hour we will have a conundrum, and you can win a $10 CV Bistro gift card with that. We'll also have our rocket scientist. Oh, it's a new way to do chicken that people are actually trying. We'll let you decide.
Okay.
But right now we have your local news, and we're back with today's animal stories.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. An update on an incident in Orange Beach over the weekend where Tallahassee Mayor Johnny Hammack was arrested on a domestic violence charge. Police are now saying Hammack is charged with domestic violence by strangulation and is being held with no bond. Orange Beach police said the incident happened Saturday night. When authorities arrived to the scene, they found probable cause that Hammack had committed felony domestic violence and took him into custody. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly weekend shooting. That shooting happened Saturday night around 11:30 in the 5600 block of Carmichael Road. One man was shot and died at the scene. No word yet on any arrests. And the Alabama Supreme Court has raised the range of bail amounts for murder charges. The recommended range for murder has now been increased from $150,000 to $1.5 million. The changes are a general rule for circuit, district, and municipal courts to use. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
When it comes to your bones, joints, and tendons, in an instant, everything can change. And because getting injured isn't something you plan on, you can plan on Baptist Ortho Now to be ready. It's no appointment necessary, urgent orthopedic injury care from board-certified physicians. and recovery treatment from a team of expert physical therapists and sports medicine specialists, all in one facility. Through a dynamic partnership between Baptist Health, Southern Orthopedic Surgeons, and Pro Impact Physical Therapy, Baptist Ortho Now offers patients immediate access to orthopedic care and rehabilitation with no appointment needed. It's how we're planning to get you back to being you faster. Baptist Ortho Now on East Chase Parkway across from Target. Now open and accepting patients Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Learn more at BaptistOrthoNow.org.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba, the news elephant. Chase, time for today's animal story. These creature features are true tales from the wild kingdom. Yes, that pun was intentional. Wolfman to the vocal on Tusk.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good start to the week.
Yes. From mules to ligers, the list of human-made hybrid animals is long, and it turns out ancient. Meet the Kunga.
The Kunga?
The Kunga.
What would that be? Wait a minute. Think. What would Kunga be?
Sounds like a cougar? No? Kunga.
A cat and a what?
Cat and a...
This is an ancient equine from the Syro-Mesopotamia area. It existed 4,500 years ago and was a cross between a donkey and a hemipy, a type of Asiatic wild ass, according to researchers. In Science Advantages.
We were way off, Rich.
Horses didn't appear in this region of Asia until 4,000 years ago, centuries after their domestication in Russia. Dozens of equine skeletons were excavated in the early 2000s from a royal burial complex that dated back to 2600 BC at El Mara in northern Syria. Are you familiar with that area?
Got a house there.
Yeah. I just have so many funny lines that I want to say that I can't.
The animals, whose physical features didn't match any known equine species, appear to be kungas, horse-like animals seen in artwork and referenced in clay tablets predating horses by centuries. They were highly valued, very expensive, says paleogeneticist Eva Marie Giegel of the Institut Jacques Monod in Paris.
Bravo on getting through all those names.
I took hooked on phonics. Strange things always seem to happen when there's a full moon. New study finds that you might be able to add shark attacks to that list. Researchers from LSU, well, they were probably drunk when they did this. Hey, are you an LSU researcher? Well, that's what I thought. The University of Florida, wow. What was the blood alcohol level on this? In a review of 55 years of shark attack records, the team found the number of attacks goes up during periods of high lunar illumination.
Wow.
And go down when there's less.
Who knew?
Simply put, more shark attacks when the moon is full or close to it. Reasons beyond that unclear. Those are your animal stories. Check out Infusion. Make this the day you at least have a consultation with them and find out how they can help you live a better, healthier life. Well, my energy's flagging a little bit today. Nice vitamin IV would be very rejuvenative. But I need to see my chiropractor over there, Dr. Terry Gross. I mean, they have so many paths to wellness at Infusion. I need some dry needle therapy on the right side of my neck. It's all clenched up. And let me just preface this by saying dry needle therapy does not hurt. It's not painful. They just place those in areas where it will loosen the nerve that's all wired up and fired up. And you get an immediate benefit from that. Of course, there's so many other ways you can walk out of there feeling better. Better about yourself, like with a lower waistline, right?
Yeah, well, I've got an appointment for cryo skin, but there's a new additive that they have that you can put in the IV, and it's called biotin. Ask about the benefits of biotin. It's brand new.
So, wow. Yeah.
So
I would like to know more about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's got some great benefits.
Glutathione is another additive for IV vitamin therapy. Those can replenish you, re-energize you. They can help you lose weight. They can stimulate your metabolism, and it's all natural. When you do IV vitamin therapy, every drop goes in. When you swallow pills, your stomach gets kind of picky about what it absorbs and what it doesn't. Then, above and beyond that, Juvelite therapy, cryotherapy to help you lose weight or get blood to muscles that have been achy and painy, and so many other ways to feel better about yourself and help you accomplish your goals for the new year. Call them at 296-1662, 296-1662. Consult with Ryan Turner or the ever-so-awesome and lovely Lori or anybody on the great staff at Infusion or online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Checking traffic heading into 8 o'clock. SRN News coming up.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We have a little bit of congestion. Northeast Boulevard at Jackson Ferry, and we're a little busy now on the Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway over to Weir's Ferry. Please use caution wherever you are. Traffic is light this morning, but we do have a few folks out and about trying to get into work. Buckle up, drive carefully, keep it here for more traffic updates. Right now, no issues, Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Chico's Auto Pros has everything for your car, including discounted towing, convenient loaner cars, and an extra $100 value on every repair. Chico's Auto Pros, Atlanta Highway, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I need a trim, a new dishwasher, and a much-needed vacation. Do you see any grays?
Sounds like you need a personal loan. My friend just got a loan from Guardian Credit Union, and he used it to upgrade his kitchen appliances.
That's what I need to do.
Guardian has great rates and a friendly team that makes payments affordable.
Perfect. I guess style is really key.